Moncrief on News Talk.
Right now, Sculpture in Context is taking place at the Botanical Gardens in Dublin. It's an all outdoor sculpture, and presumably, if you're going to make a piece that will be subject to wind and rain, not to mention the threat of vandalism and even theft, you have to take all that into account. Róisín de Butler is one of the artists taking part. Róisín, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
This is the 40th year of it, then.
It is indeed. It's a very important exhibition on the calendar in Dublin, in this beautiful, beautiful location of the Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, and how many artists roughly would be taking
part?
There
are 90 artists this year taking part. It's slightly smaller this year than it has been before. But it is a really beautiful show, and it's both outdoors and indoors. There's an inside gallery, and some of the exhibits are within the glass houses as well.
All right, okay, lovely. So if you're making an outdoor piece, does that instantly have an effect on what it will be made from and what kind of piece it is?
It does, and it depends on whether it's a piece of public art or whether it's actually a piece of private sculpture. So there are many things that you have to really take into consideration, and obviously, as you mentioned, the elements are a big part of it, and wind loading on a very large sculpture, for example, is a very big thing that you have to really think about, how the wind is going to affect it.
Yeah.
And obviously, if there's public access, you have to think about it being climbed on, or if it's going to be defaced in whatever way, and how it's going to endure, how long a piece can last in the public realm without being deteriorating.
And so would you sometimes then have to consult with other people, for instance, about the amount of wind in an area and the weight of the piece?
Certainly in public art, you would have to have engineers' reports and everything signed off for health and safety wise before you actually install anything in a public place.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of back work to be done before the piece actually gets into situ.
So could that affect the piece itself? Could you say, well, I'll change the shape slightly or make it smaller?
Oh, yes, very much so. Very much so. And how much engineering needs to be done to it affects costs, and it affects scale, and it affects how the piece is going to be installed. But in the show at the Botanics, it doesn't have those rules, because these are both individual pieces that have been made by different artists to actually show the beauty of the context of the Botanics.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, one would imagine so. Can you make a piece that's graffiti proof, or at least makes it easier to remove graffiti if that happens?
Well, there's certainly graffiti proof paint. It's used a lot. It's not something that I've had to use, thankfully.
Yes, but the piece that you have there, it involves glass. Now,
it seems
very thick, unbreakable glass.
Yes, it is very thick glass. It's about 4 centimetres thick, and it's actually blown. It's working with a hot glass process, which I made in Venice on the island of Murano, which is a big glass centre, and it is held within it's a beautiful orange and yellow colour, and it is held within a forged metal frame that's 2 metres tall.
Yeah, and that was deliberate. The glass itself is kind of murky, so you can't.
It
distorts what's
inside. Transparent. It's transparent, but the thickness, because if you can imagine a 4 centimetre thick piece of glass, it distorts. So the optics of this beautiful orange colour, when you look through it, it distorts what you're actually seeing through the piece itself.
Yeah, and you're making a comment on climate change?
Yes, the piece is called The Evidence is Clear. And this, burning circle of glass in that is suspended in the middle of this frame really does distort the background, and everything through the frame is perfectly clear. And as you walk around the piece, the frame has actually got different perspectives. There's a twist in the axis of the frame, so the whole piece looks like something from one side, and when you turn it around, when you walk around it, it actually twists the axis completely.
Okay.
And you see something totally different. And what I'm trying to say with that is that we have a lens in which we see climate change. We know that the world is burning. We know that things are warming. We know that there are more rains. It's wetter here than it has been, or it was warmer this summer than it has been in many, many places. Huge fires all over Europe. But we shift our lens, or we change the focus in order for it to suit us, rather than actually taking serious action, small actions that we can make ourselves that can make a difference.
Yeah. Do you ever worry that something might be misinterpreted? That somebody might look at that piece, for instance, and say, oh, what she's really saying is that the evidence isn't clear at all and that it depends who you are or perhaps what
physical
baggage you have.
I think that's the beautiful thing about artwork is that, you know, people do interpret things in the way that they want to. And if you hear the artist talking about the intention, then you can understand it. But if a lot of people are just really, you know, seduced by the glass, for example, because it's such a luscious, gorgeous material. And this orange flaming object is something that really draws you in. And, you know, that's part of what I'm trying to do is actually draw people into the piece and then start to engage with why it's called The Evidence is Clear, you know, and what does that actually mean? And then trying to find out more about it. So, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a way of engaging.
And so the show runs until October?
The 10th of October.
10th of October.
7 days a week, and it's free. And it's a brilliant family friendly place. I heard the Botanics being described as the lungs of Dublin the other day. I thought it was a beautiful way of thinking of it. It's such an extraordinary place to visit. And, you know, you can bring the kids, you can bring your granny, you know, and it's in beautiful flower at the moment. It's just extraordinary. Really
good time of the year to visit. It's called Sculpture in Context at the Botanic Garden. Roisin, thanks very much for coming into us today. Roisin de Butler there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.